Okay, we are back. It's really hard to imagine being at the front door of our holiday season and facing literally the end of the world as we know it. Things are that bad. They're that crazy. No exaggeration. One hopes that cooler minds will stand up and take charge and bring order out of this chaos, and it is a deadly chaos we are facing. So let's hope. And it would certainly be nice if Trump, who was elected basically on a peace platform, except he'll continue to fund the genocide of the Palestinian people until he can't fund any more of anything. So he's a fraud in my view, but the Ukraine idea is certainly worthy. I don't see how he's going to do it. He's going to sound like a complete hypocrite if he intends to push this Ukraine peace thing without pushing for peace for the Palestinian people. That's as fraudulent as it gets. At any rate, these are momentous times, worse than the Cuban Missile Crisis. I agree with that. And let us hope that there may be some kind of intervention that will take care of us, because we are not able to take care of ourselves at this moment in history. All right, time to go down to Australia, say hello to David Oates. Let's find out what's going on in the world of reverse speech. Sir David, what's up?
Okay, well, we have something completely different today. I got lots of the Menendez brothers are up on in the news now, and I had lots of them actually request to reverse them. So that's what I've done. Okay. So
I want to say, just so people listening, and many of them don't know who the hell the Menendez brothers are. This goes back to 1989 when these two brothers took care of their parents. So give us a little background, set this up, because a lot of people, David, don't know anything. It's not being covered in the mainstream media here virtually at all.
Really?
No. It must be big in Australia. And if you're watching American-based media, that's one thing. But if you're watching this and you're seeing it covered in Oz, that's another. So I don't know what it is, but it's not being covered here. Just FYI.
All right. So basically what happened, I think it was August 20th, 1989. I think that's the date. Don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. These two brothers, Lyle, 22, and his brother Eric, 18 or 19, one of the two, brutally killed their parents. I mean, brutally. Shotguns, you know, 15 shots fired. They blew off their faces. It was a brutal, brutal, savage murder. Then they went out on a spending spree with life insurance money and bought Rolex watches and Porsches and limos and luxury condos. And so they had a few months of spending money. Anyway, eventually they got caught. One of the brothers made a confession to a therapist about it. And he recorded the therapy sessions, and the police got a hold of the tapes and actually charged the brothers. Okay, so the police claim that the parents were killed for money. The brother was just greedy, and they wanted inheritance money. That's what the prosecution claimed. The defense claims that it was as a result of years and years of abuse, physical and sexual, with both brothers, and a very controlling father.
That sounds like something simmered and simmered and then just blew up. You can't do that to children. No.
That's right. You hit the nail right on the head. You just summed up my whole presentation. Yes. So no. This is what I found. Interestingly enough, both versions are true. They blew up. They wanted the money.
Right.
But they were also severely physically and sexually abused by their father.
Well, you have mentally ill parents, and then you have, in a de facto sense, mentally ill children caused by the parents.
That's exactly right. Yes. So the reversals verify both stories, the prosecution's account and the defense's account. Now, they were eventually, they had two trials. The first trial, they presented all the abuse evidence, molestation. It ended up in a hung jury. And so they had a second trial. And in the second trial, the judge would not allow any of the evidence in that said they'd been abused. Okay? Just banned it. And so...
How can a judge do that? Now, this was in... Where did this trial take place? In which state? Los Angeles County? Okay. That seems to be, right there, grounds for a mistrial. You can't do that. Anyway, he did. All right.
Anyway, he did. And so they got found guilty. And they were sentenced to life in prison without parole. And they've now been in jail for 35 years. This goes back to 1989. Okay. Now, just recently, in the last few months, some evidence has surfaced. What it was a letter that one of the brothers wrote to his cousin detailing the sexual abuse. Now, this letter surfaced only a few months ago. And as a result of that, there's been a big move to have the sentence reviewed. Because if the abuse is true, then it shouldn't be murder, but manslaughter. In which case, they have now served more than 35 years. They should be released. It was due to come up for a resentencing hearing this week, but the judge rescheduled it to the end of January, said he wanted more time to review the evidence. So that's where it stands, okay? So that's the story. Okay,
all right.
So let's show you. I'm going to show you both sides, okay? Because both versions are true. And that's the thing that threw me as I was doing it. I was a little bit puzzled by it all, you know. So now, look, I've got over 60 reversals. We're obviously not going to play them all. For those of you who follow my podcast, I'll be doing a two-hour special on my podcast this weekend. And I'll be playing all the reversals. And I've still got a lot more to do. Okay, so where will I start? We'll start here. Here we go. First reversal.
We watched my grandfather would come in whenever the Untouchables came on. We would watch that, and it would be a big deal.
The Venom, We Muck the Love.
The Venom, We Muck the Love.
The Venom, We Muck the Love. The Venom, We Muck the Love.
I think it's In the Venom, sorry. There's an extra syllable in there.
In
the Venom,
right.
Love.
The Venom, We Muck the Love.
The Venom, We Muck the Love.
It's in the Venom. Don't know how I missed that. Anyway, okay, so that's the first reversal that would suggest there's malice, venom, okay? We muck the love. They certainly did that. But then you've got to ask yourself, what do they think about love? And we'll get onto that as the tape goes on, okay? So here we have another reversal that supports the prosecution.
The house was great. She had a magnolia tree outside. We'd climb up that, play with her in that, and
unearth the wealth.
Unearth the wealth.
Unearth the wealth. Unearth the wealth.
Yeah, so makes sense. Unearth the wealth. Dig up the wealth. I want wealth. Okay.
Sure. Right. Yeah.
The prosecution claimed that
David, did they live in a wealthy home? Did the parents have a lot of money? What was their lifestyle like?
My dad was a multimillionaire, very successful businessman. He handled artists, celebrities, good friends with O.J. Simpson. He was a manager of Hertz Rent-A-Car, plus several other very successful businesses. They lived in Beverly Hills. The estate was multi-millions of dollars. So, yeah, very wealthy, very
Got
wealthy
it.
Family, high-powered businessman father, okay? All right, so here's the next reversal.
To get air, and then he would give me air. And we would keep doing that, and I would be able to do it less and less time.
Don't know what he's talking about here, but here he says, sell the cell.
Sell the cell.
Sell the cell. Sell the cell.
So he's selling his story, and that's what the prosecution claimed. This is all a con, and he's selling us on this abuse thing, okay? So it's clearly part of him is wanting is selling the jury on this. Okay, so that we know.
Okay, gotcha.
So let's move on. Here we have another reversal with Venom.
Or did he have with your soccer? Just coming to the games, or was he more involved in that?
No, my dad was there whenever I played soccer.
Your dad was very competitive. Had his kids playing competition tennis at six. You know, I mean, he was he pushed his kids in every. You know, they had to be A grade students.
No, that he's stoking the fire already, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what he's doing. Yeah. And here we say stealth our venom.
Stealth our venom.
Stealth our venom. Stealth our venom.
And that's exactly how they were killed, with stealth. So, and that's twice you got venom. So there's malice. There is malice in this. However, there are a lot of mitigating circumstances.
It's not a spontaneous malice from everything you've said. These two kids were destroyed, and they blew up.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, you got it. That's the whole summary of my whole presentation. Yes, that's exactly what happened. Okay, so here we get into some of the more emotional stuff.
Didn't feel it was productive for me just to be kicking a ball around when he wasn't there. So soccer, I waited until he was around.
The sadness, oh, we know.
The sadness, oh, we know.
The sadness, oh, we know. The sadness, oh, we know.
What did he say?
The sadness, oh, we know.
The sadness, the sadness, comma, all we know.
All we know. Okay, let's listen again. Oops, play. It is all we know. Let me just change that to subtitle here so I remember that.
Sadness. All we knew was sadness as kids. That's all we knew.
All right, there we go. All right. Okay, so here's another one.
Why were you the most important thing in his life?
I don't know. That's just the way it was.
Soul hell with son.
Soul hell with son.
Soul hell with son. Soul hell with son.
Well, he's the son. Soul hell. He was living in a hell. Okay? So, simple as that. He was living in the hell. All right. Let me see. Where am I going to move on to? I'm not playing all of them. We've just got too many. I'm just trying to find. There's one significant one I can't see now. All right. Okay. So let's just keep on moving down.
Yes, we had lots of tapes on each sport.
And would you just...
The soul, may you say?
It was not a tape.
Okay, this reversal helped convince me that he was telling the truth from his soul. Okay, his soul is in hell. He's drawn. He's in turmoil inside. Okay, so.
When was this testimony recorded? Just recently?
No, 93. This is the first.
Oh, this is all the way back in 93.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they haven't spoken for 35 years since they've been in jail. Yeah, this is the court testimony.
Got it.
Yeah.
I don't think we mentioned that. Anyway, okay, now I got it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is the court testimony. Okay, so let's play another one.
And I do my best to explain in a way that didn't admit that my backhand was off or that I wasn't concentrating or things like that.
Oh, I was talking about tennis, right. You're so bad, I don't fall.
You're so bad, I don't fall.
You're so bad, I don't fall. You're so bad, I don't fall.
Right. The you're could be dad, the you're could be him, he could be beating himself up, it could be either, okay? Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So this is what... Then I found the very first reversal that talked about sexual abuse.
Now, wait till your dad gets home. I'll tell him the things that you didn't do today, and I wish you were never born.
Molest, I masked, M-A-S-T, which is a phallic symbol. Molest, I masked it.
Molest, I masked it.
Molest, I masked it. Molest, I masked it.
So there you got the first reversal, molest.
Molest, I'm...
I got mast, M-A-S-T, which I molest, saw as a symbol.
Molest, well, it's almost like a slurred lost.
You know what? I think one of my students might have said that. Here, let me play that again.
Molest, I'm molest.
No, there's an M.
Molest, I'm molest.
Yeah, he says, molest, I'm lost it. There's an M there.
All right, let's do it again.
Molest, I'm molest.
Molest, I'm molest.
I can hear what you're
molest, I'm molest.
Yeah, okay. All right, next one.
And why can't you be like your brother? And what's the matter with you? And then I would try to say something. She would say, shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Talk about his mom.
What loving
mom
parents.
Mom was crazy. She was on all sorts of meds and alcohol. Mm. And she just turned a blind eye to the molestation. He approached his mum a couple of times, telling her all about it. She said, oh, no, that's not true. You're exaggerating. So mum just blew it aside. So he was pretty pissed with his mum. And then he says, this next reversal is either her love we cull, C-U-L-L, or her love we kill, K-I-L-L. I hear cull, but some of my students heard kill. So it means the same thing, obviously. Her love we cull or her love we kill?
Her love we kill.
Her love we kill.
No, it's kill. It's quite clear. It's kill. Yeah. Very clear to me.
That time. Yeah, no, you're quite right. I heard it that time. Sometimes when you're really into it, it's difficult
to... Oh, yeah, you get too close. Too close.
Yeah, you get too close. And then when you step back a day, comes a bit better.
Yeah.
Okay, so he killed the love. He didn't like the love he got from his parents. The love he got from his parents were just hopelessly...
Well, I think if you could see his spoken words in print, there'd be quotations around love.
Yeah, yes. All right, so here he is again.
Were there pornographic films that were made available to you and your brother?
Yes.
And where did these films come from?
My dad brought them home with other videos.
Yeah, they were made to watch very graphic pornographic films at age six, seven. Yeah, you know, and reversal says, soil the villa.
Soil the villa.
Soil the villa. Soil the villa.
Well, they literally lived in a villa, a big mansion. Soil, dirty it, messed it up. Okay, this has been soiled. Okay?
Right.
All right, next one.
There was another different film where there was three females attacking another female, and the same in the men's locker room with three guys and another guy.
Sad youth.
Sad youth.
Sad youth. Sad youth.
Youth is a little bit short, but anyway.
No, it's there.
All right. Yep. All right. Move on to another one.
Did your father show these films to other people beside you and yourself and your mother?
Only as, like, just shock value.
We have cash.
We have cash.
We have cash. We have cash.
Yeah, well, that goes to part of the motive if they wanted money. All right, let's move on. Here we go. Now, we're getting into the molestation test, renowned.
Hey, David, David.
Yes.
How did they get hold of the money? And if they're out, not charged, spending up a fortune, was this in the will of the parents to leave the kids the money? How did they get the money?
This is from a life insurance policy that paid out.
Ah.
The will was put on hold for some reason. I can't think what it was now. Oh, blast it. They were the sole inheritors of the parents' money, but for some reason they didn't get it. And I don't know why. Oh, maybe because they were convicted. That could have been why.
Just maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Got
all
it.
Right, next one.
229.
The same picture, I think, but darker.
Her god live with her shit.
Her god live with her shit.
Her god live with her shit. Her god live with her shit.
Talking about mum, he obviously didn't like mum
at
all.
Who do we think her god was?
Oh, just all the filth, the shit, the abuse, the lifestyle.
So her god was Satan.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I would say that. Yeah, definitely.
All right. Okay,
now
keep going.
Now we get to the juicy stuff, okay? These verses coming up now is what changed my mind about the whole case. Now, let me just tell you something. When reverse speech talks about sex, the actual act of sex, it talks about it in very crude, almost juvenile terms, always. For the 40 years I've been doing it, I've found this to be so, which is really quite interesting the way it does that. So I'm just giving you a little bit of what's going to come up, okay? Are we going for a break or you want to go through?
No, okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. All right.
Now, if this is something that we should, this is a family program, should we warn people? I mean, I'm talking about people, kids of all ages, dude. Is this so gross that it's going to offend people? Should we just give them that kind of a forewarning, little disclaimer?
I would give a warning. Yes. If you're young children listening, don't listen. Yes. Some of this gets a bit graphic, both forwards and backwards. Okay? All right. So, Dad used to shower with them and play with them in the shower.
And then sexual interaction and touching and
then they shower in it.
Then they shower in it.
So that's the first one. Then we got another one.
Hugging, but also sex was throughout history was something that men that had gone into battle had done together.
Or Sodom, S-O-D-O-M.
Or Sodom.
Or Sodom. Or Sodom.
Yeah, he was sodomized. Simple as that, okay? So he's telling a true story. Is when he's talking about the abuse, the prosecution claimed that they made up, okay, and he was just selling a story. But the reversals absolutely verify the story of sexual molestation. Okay, here's another one. This uses a bit of a crude term backwards. Oh, well, not really. You'll know what it means.
On this subject, there would be particular passages about Greeks.
I was a sack.
I was a sack.
I was a sack.
A sack. You know what I mean by a sack?
S-A-P.
S-A-C-K.
S-A-P. I was a sap. I put up with this.
Okay. Well, that's what I heard.
I was a sap.
Well, that's what I heard when I found it, but all my students said it was sack, so I went with sack.
I was a sack.
I think I hear a definite sap in there. In other words, I was a sap. I put up with it. I shouldn't have.
I must admit, I hear sap too. but I go with the majority usually. All right, next one. This also uses a juvenile term.
Had sex with each other before they went into battle as a way of bonding with each other so they have a stronger connection, and he would talk about.
He was saying, you know, it's natural for men to have sex with each other. Soldiers used to do it when they went into battle, you know. They all had sex with each other, and that caused them to bond. I've never heard that before.
All the way back to the Greeks, David. The Greeks had little boys. What the hell were they called? Sodomites, I think.
Okay.
There's another word for it, too. Anyway, Greek soldiers all had a little boy. Catamite. Catamite. C-A-T-A or C-A-T-O-M-I-T-E. Catamite. I think it's C-A-T-A. And they had the little catamites. And they were kind of like the little girlfriend they had. The little catamite would take care of his shields and his armor and so forth, and his other needs as well. So it goes way back.
First time I've ever heard that. All right, the reversal is, give him your knob.
Give him your knob.
Give him your knob. Give him your knob.
Knob. Juvenile term for penis. Simple as that. Okay? So once again, a congruent reversal. Okay?
Catamite. C-A-T-A-M-I-T-E. A boy kept for homosexual practices.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah, well, Dad was telling me all about it, saying, you know, what we're doing is good. It's wholesome. Men who love each other.
You know, and I wonder if this was one of those families that everybody on the outside would see them as very good parents, and the kids were very well behaved, and everything was fine. And
that's right.
Probably one of those things. Again, that is a sick son of a bitch, that guy.
Yeah. Sick. I used to insert things in them, toothbrushes and a hairbrush. I mean, you know where I'm going with this.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have a nice trip.
Yep.
The same thing with regards to sports.
Always snog yourself.
Always snog yourself.
Always snog yourself. Always snog yourself.
Snog is kiss, but I think it's more than kissing.
If you listen really carefully, can you hear snarl yourself?
In other words,
get tough, snarl at yourself, snarl yourself.
Always snarl yourself. Always snarl yourself.
No, I can't hear snarl. I'm hearing snog. I'll play it again.
All right. Hang on. No, it's all right. That's good.
Snarl yourself. Always snarl yourself.
Yeah.
I hear the G now. I hear it.
Okay. Yeah.
All no right. idea what it means, though. Snog. I don't know.
That's British term for making out. Making out.
Making as out in kissing?
Himself. Yeah, kissing and petting and, you know, fooling around.
Huh. All right.
Snog is, I'm pretty sure it is. Anyway, hang on. Well, hang on. Let me not lie. Let me Google it. Hang on. Google snog. Google meaning. Meaning snog. S-N-O-G. Kiss, cuddle amorously, a long kiss of amorous kissing and cuddling. He gave her a proper snog, not just a peck. To hold a person in a sexual way. There we go.
Got it. Right.
Yeah, that's what I thought it meant. Yeah. Okay, so here's the next one.
It's funny, though, because that word is not used commonly here.
Well, see, it gets down to the way the reverse speech talks about sex. It talks about it in these terms.
In British terms.
Well, that's a British term, isn't it? Yeah, I guess it is. Yeah. All right.
And how often would this happen?
Like 2 or 3 times a week.
That's when Dad would have sex with him 2 or 3 times a week. He was master.
He was master.
He was master.
Speaks for itself. Yep, he was the boss. And we've got this one.
When did it begin to change?
I'm not sure exactly at what time, but almost close to when I was 7.
And how did it change?
And I would sulk.
And I would sulk.
And I would sulk. And I would sulk.
Yeah, I mean, he used to cry when it happened.
I'm sure.
Stop, you know, don't do this to me, Daddy, it hurts.
I have no sympathy for the father. It sounds like he deserves what he got. I don't know much about the mother, except incompetent, she allowed it to happen, so she's culpable. Totally.
Yes, I'm with you, Jeff. I have no sympathy with the father at all. Once I finish this tape, well, I've still got more to do, but once I gotten into it a long way, I thought, yeah, this is manslaughter. This isn't murder. This is manslaughter. They should be out. Because the molestation, not only did it happened viciously.
Right.
Here's another stain reversal.
We would be in the bathroom, and he would put me on my knees, and he would guide me all my movements, and I would have oral sex with him.
Stain now my whoop.
Stain now my whoop.
Stain now my whoop. Stain now my whoop.
I'm presuming the stain is, well, you know what I mean. It's the stain is...
Well, I'll tell you, I might volunteer to pull the trigger on that shotgun myself.
Yeah.
I don't tolerate child abuse.
No, I'm completely and utterly with you. Look, I got to tell you, when I started this tape, I was biased against the Menendez. I didn't believe the molestation claims. I thought that was all a big scam. So I did have that bias when I went in, but once I found the reversals, I soon changed. Okay? So.
Got it.
All right. Here we have another one.
He used objects.
What kind of objects?
A toothbrush and some sort of shaving utensil brush.
Sharp fist.
So he used his fist as well, by the sounds of that. Okay. All right.
When is this decision supposed to come forward from the court? When?
End of January. It was supposed to
be. End of January. Okay. End of January. All right.
The judge put it off because he wanted more time to review the evidence.
I wonder if they're released, I'm sure they would continue living together. They're so bonded by this. Were they in the same prison? Were they in the same cell?
Well, they were for the first 3 years. But then they were separated into different prisons deliberately. And they didn't see each other for about 20 years. In the last few years, they got moved into the same prison. So they're together.
Well, this is, and I'll say the obvious, this is another example of how reverse speech ought to be used in every court of law.
Absolutely. Agree 100%. This tells you the truth of the whole thing. We know exactly what happened. Yes, they did spend money, crazily, like the prosecution said. And maybe money was part of the motive, but it wasn't the motivation, the main motivation behind.
No. No, these kids were just destroyed.
That's right. Yeah, you got it. All right, next one.
And he said that he didn't mean to hurt me. And he loved me.
Father used to watch him dressing and play with him, and here he says,
this is getting to be a bit much even for me, and I'm pretty tough.
In the dick I dress here.
In the dick I dress here.
just horrible, horrible reversals. These are just absolutely traumatized kids. They should not be in jail. They absolutely should be let out. Here he's predicting, he says, lifer. Hang on, let's play it.
I took him out to the woods.
I was talking about his brother now. He perpetuated the same abuse on his brother, okay? He take him out into the woods.
I took him out to the woods. Whenever I felt, I don't know, I took him out sometimes, and I took a toothbrush also, and I played with Eric.
Lifa, her venom.
Lifa, her venom.
Lifa, her venom. Lifa, her venom.
I think that her venom is the mum. Lifa.
So the one brother ended up abusing the other brother.
That's right. Yeah. And then they ended up playing together and showering together, you know. So.
Got it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, unfortunately, this is textbook. Basically, this is textbook abuse. I mean, this is, yeah, it is. It's textbook.
There's an old expression, behind any closed door, anything can be happening, and you'll never know. It's not a very good topic for Thanksgiving, but give thanks that you weren't involved in a family like that.
Oh.
One way to do it. This is really, this is inhuman. It's not human behavior. And that's mentally defected, and the father should have been immediately exterminated upon conviction. Although some of you will say, well, how can you say that? Because maybe the conviction would be erroneous, like this one. So I don't know. But I personally, when I hear these things, I just, they're so defective, they shouldn't be on the planet.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. They in the court, they couldn't find anyone to give a character reference for the father. Everyone they contacted said he was a monster. So they could not get a single person.
Really? Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, here's the next one.
It took a couple days, but I finally did. One time when he came up to the bedroom, I heard him, and
I don't know what he's talking about here. You must know, did Killen offer?
Killen must know. Did Killen offer?
Killen must know.
Did
Killen offer? Killen must know.
Did
Killen offer? Killen offer. It stopped.
Yeah.
What is that being kind of speaking
I
euphemistically about an attempted abuse?
I think he's talking about when he asked his father to stop talking, stop abusing his brother. I don't know the context. Sorry, I don't know.
No, it may be. It may be.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
At the same time, brace myself because I thought he would. You know, he probably would do something to me.
The love we hate.
We love you, hate.
Yeah, that kind of love. I love you, says the father. Well, that love we hate. Of course.
That's right.
Of course.
Of course. Yeah, that's right. You got it. Yep. And we have an interesting reversal.
It would just be a lot worse, I felt, if I talked to my dad about it. I also thought it'd be worse if I talked to my brother about it first.
Soul, we guard the sire.
Soul, we guard the sire.
Soul, we guard the sire. Soul, we guard the sire.
I think that what that means, this is just my interpretation, I could be wrong, but I think that inside, part of him was protected by all of this. His the sire, the part that values and respects himself. Part of him survived. That's the only thing I can think of what it means. Okay? So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next one.
because I figured he would deny it and then he might go to dad. I thought it was better to just surprise my dad, just talk to him about it and not tell anybody else.
Don't know what he's talking about. Sly love, you must honor.
Sly love, you must honor.
Sly love, you must honor. Sly love, you must honor.
Yeah, well, I think that's... look, I think he had no... there's a part of me that's bought into the whole thing, you know. It's he hates the love, it's sly love, but he's the son, he's the firstborn, he's dad's favourite. It took him a long time to admit to the molestation to his defence attorney. Because he wanted to protect his father's reputation. Okay, so that's what he claimed. So that's the sly love you must honor. Okay, well, and he is my dad. I got to honor him. It's a sick, sick honor.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's one reversal that goes to money motive.
Didn't use those exact words, but... left me with the impression that it was resolved.
Then the shark made the windfall.
Then the shark made the windfall.
Then the shark made the windfall. Then the shark made the windfall.
Yeah, he was a shark and he got a windfall. He got a lot of money. They went on a spending spree for months. Okay.
How old were they during the trial, approximately?
Well, they were 20. 22 and 18 when the murder took place in 89. The trial was in 93, so that would make them 26 and 21 or 22. Yeah. Here's an interesting metaphor. There's very few metaphors in this in this recording, and that tells me that his reversals are either giving extra info, they're either congruent or they're giving extra information in straightforward everyday English. And that is classic reverse speech for someone who's telling the truth. Okay? And here this is a metaphor. You'll know this metaphor. I've played it on your show before a lot. But he's talking about family dinners. They get together around the table and, you know, have little chats.
Depends what talks you're talking about. I mean, there were ones at the dinner table, which would be more of a question-answer.
Let's do that.
But there's no whirlwind.
There's no whirlwind.
There's no whirlwind. There's no whirlwind.
In other words, there's no energy, there's no connection between them, there's no substance there, okay? The whirlwind is the energy, the life force, the aura. They might have sat down the dinner table and chatted, but there was no energy, there was no connection. They were not connected. Okay? So.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one.
How come, David?
Yes. Yes.
It sounds like these kids, young men, were so emotionally destroyed that the intensity of their speech is just producing an avalanche of reversals.
A lot of reversals. I was really, yes, you're absolutely right. Good observation. I was surprised at the number of reversals I found. They were everywhere. I was expecting not to find many on a court testimony, you know. I was thinking, oh, dear, right. You know. But no, yeah. They were absolutely everywhere. And,
yeah.
Well, I'm only playing selected ones on your show. For those who want the full story, listen. Go to my podcast on YouTube. Saturday afternoon, 5:30 Pacific time.
You ought to send a recording. I don't know how I guess an attorney could hear this, and maybe move to have it introduced.
Ooh, that would be interesting.
This is just a thought, but I would. Give it some consideration. Yeah, find out who's representing him and saying you have irrefutable proof that these kids were telling the truth. And yeah. I would try it.
I will give it a try. Yeah, I will. So look, as you can see what I've presented so far, there's absolutely no doubt that they was not only were they sexually abused, they were traumatized. They were raised by a monster. You know, well, look at him. He turned them into killers. He turned them into cold-blooded killers is what Dad did.
Well, I would look at it maybe less so as killers, as self-defense.
Yeah. Well, I would say, well, that's what they claimed was self. They believed that Dad was going to kill him. They both believed that Dad was going to kill him.
I'd and say that's on the table, yeah.
Dad threatened to kill him. So, yeah, look, this is manslaughter at best. That's 5 years. You know, 5 years out on, you know, two is good behavior. But they're in for, they've been in there for 35 years now. So, long time. So, unfortunately, Dad reached out from the grave and got him one last time.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Play a couple more.
Why did you kill your parents?
Because we were afraid.
They are frozen.
They are frozen.
They are frozen. They are frozen.
Yeah, he's saying they can't hurt us anymore. That's right.
That's right. That's right. You got it. Yeah, you got it. Okay, here's another one.
Squirrels would be jumping from tree to tree, and my grandfather would laugh and tell us stories, and we'd watch that. We'd go to garage sales.
Or we could argue.
Or we could argue.
Or we could argue.
Well, that's not a good one. Or we could argue. That's not a very good reversal. Sorry about that. Yeah, well, they either have fun or they argued.
Right. Yeah. What was the grandfather's role in this?
He spoke well of his grandparents. He had happy times at his grandparents' place. Okay,
right.
So, that's all I can tell you. Yeah. I know the extended family have rallied around behind them, and they've been fighting for their freedom for the last 35 years. Okay, so
wow.
The family have backed them, basically.
Right. Right.
Here's another one.
Stalling, so I would be late. Incredible stomach aches, I think from the nerves.
Scare heart, hit the mutts.
Scare heart, hit the mutts.
Scare heart, hit the mutts. Scare heart.
Yeah, the mutts of his parents, hit, kill him, scared. I'm scared here, you know, my down in my heart. You know, I'm
sure.
Really afraid.
Sure.
I'm going to have to kill him. It's the only thing we can do. So, yeah, it's a really sad case. It really is. I must admit I found some of this difficult to do reversals on, actually, to be frank.
I'm sure.
It's
not easy hearing them. They're obviously forwards. You can tell. You can tell. I can tell. Probably all your students can tell.
Yeah.
They're telling the truth.
Yeah, they are.
They're not sitting there contriving things. They're just telling it like it happened.
Yeah. Netflix did a mini series on it called Monsters, and they portrayed these kids as monsters. I mean.
Oh really?
The series is not very complimentary towards them at all.
You need to reach out to the attorney or attorneys and present this.
Yeah, I'm going to do all of it. Give me another couple of weeks. I'm going to do both. I haven't finished Lyle.
Well, if you send them too much, they may not listen. If you send them this program, just send them 48 minutes, whatever.
Yeah,
they'll listen.
All right. You're absolutely right. Well, look, email me this straight after if you could, because I want to get it up pretty quick.
Okay? I will.
So, all right, we're getting out of time here, so here's one other reversal.
Not when I was five, but eventually there was, like, by the time I was seven, I would think.
This reversal says, I messed up your soul with your show murder, but I wasn't sure about show. So I messed up your soul with your show. I think it's show murder.
I messed up your soul with your show murder.
Oh, that is clear.
Yeah, I was wrong.
Show murder. Gee, I don't know. Don't know why. How do I interpret show murder? But I messed up. Well, I don't know. He shouldn't have really killed him.
Well, he showed it was a murder. Maybe that.
Yeah.
They showed it by the murder. Maybe.
That's true.
They showed. Yeah. What was the first part?
I messed up. Your soul.
I messed
your
up. All right. Well.
Anyway.
Very interesting, and another tragedy for the legal system because of they're not using reverse speech. They bring in endless psychiatrists and psychologists to testify in their own often pinheaded ways, paid hired guns to come in and lie in court when they've got reverse speech waiting, just waiting.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Anyway, thanks for bearing with me on these today. I'll get back to politics next week. Okay?
You bet. All right, David. Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving down there, even though it isn't Thanksgiving, but I know your heart is in it still. So.
Yeah, it is indeed. Send me the show, Jeff, okay?
I will. As soon as I get it, yeah. Okay.
Thanks, mate.
All right. Thank you, David.
Yeah. Welcome.
Well, there's about one of the ultimate examples of how and why reverse speech is being kept secret. Essentially, by the government, and not popular as it should be. So, you know the story. All right, that's it for Tuesday. Back with you tomorrow, Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving. So, get your last-minute plans in order, and I hope all of you can find some measure of happiness and thanks on Thursday. Talk tomorrow. Take care.